So for those who are keeping up, today is day 7 of my 30-day episode marathon commemorating 100,000 plays. Yes, you're going to hear this at the beginning of every episode because I got to do this every day. You're going to hear it every day, all right, at least for the next 23 days. This episode, we are talking about mixed signals. Mixed signals. So if you're with it, stay tuned.
Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relates to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment.
When it comes to dating, you are meeting different people, different personalities, and most importantly, different communication styles. And as you get to know a person, the level of interest may go all the way up as well as down. And that is on your side as well as their side. The more and more you get to know a person, the more and more you might really like them. And on the reverse, the more and more they get to know you, they may be like, maybe this isn't a match. But none of this is an excuse for a person intentionally sending mixed signals. Now, before I dive into this episode, I want you to understand that sometimes people are sending mixed signals without even realizing it. And then, of course, there's these other scenarios in which they know exactly what they're doing. So now you may be like, okay, so why do people do it? Why would any grown adult play a game in this nature or in this manner? Well, like I said, it's important to understand that sometimes their actions or inactions are really not intentional. It has a lot to do with the way you interpret things, your communication style, their communication style, and everything that you use mentally in order to gauge a level of interest. I want to jump into some of the top reasons why people send mixed signals. Either intentionally or unintentional, I'll let you figure out what's intentional or what's not. But I want you to understand none of these reasons are real excuses. It just gives a little bit of insight as to why this occurs. So number one, uncertainty. One of the most common reasons for sending mixed signals is uncertainty about one's own feelings and intentions. You've been uncertain before about a person. You're like, I think this person's down. I think this person's cool. And maybe earlier that week, you were extremely excited about the possibilities. And then something midweek kind of changed. And it could have been maybe a conversation that you guys had that made you kind of pull back. And on the receiving end, they may kind of notice that your level of interest isn't there. They may think, okay, this person is playing games or sending mixed signals. In all actuality, their level of interest has kind of changed, or maybe they like you, right? And it's kind of like that anxiety that people feel like, is this person really real? Is this who they really are? When is the real them going to pop out? Because this is too good to be true. Number two, fear of rejection. People often send mixed signals because they fear the consequences of rejection. They may worry about what happens if they are rejected. So they may not put themselves out as much as you would think or as you would like or what you're used to. You may be like, well, if this person is really interested in me, why aren't they X, Y, and Z? Again, not a good reason, but it is a reason why you may be getting mixed signals. Another one is testing the waters. Some people send mixed signals as a way for them to just test the other person's level of interest. By doing so, they're not really fully committing themselves at all. They're just gauging either their ability to pull somebody, as we used to say back in the day, to see if they still have it. Sometimes people do it because they just want a little bit of an ego boost to feel attractive again or to feel desired. Now, another reason why people do it, and that falls under the lines of desire of attention, right? They can send mixed signals to keep someone's attention or maintain a sense of control. Again, this one's definitely intentional, unexcusable, but people do it. And then I'll just do one more before we move into the next part as far as how to react and respond, right? Sometimes people send mixed signals because of previous experiences that were negative. Past experience, such as heartbreak, betrayal, or major disappointments, can lead people to be cautious and guarded in their communication styles. They may send mixed signals as a defense mechanism to protect themselves from perceived or potential pain. Now, those are some of the reasons. There are plenty more, but for respect of time, I'm going to go ahead and move into basically talk about the impact as well as some strategies in order to address mixed signals. So a lot of times when we're dating and we're getting to know someone and we're going out and we're feeling a little bit uneasy, a lot of times people just shut down. In the previous episode, I talked about dating fatigue, right? And if you're with a person or hanging out with a person and they're like, I'm out of here. I ain't got time for this. I'm almost burnt out anyway. They are less likely open to try to stay longer or try to figure it out. Mixed signals is a major red flag. I did an episode, I believe it was last year, about red flags. Please search the catalog for it. But it is a major red flag. Regardless of the reason, regardless if it's intentional or not, unnecessary confusion, especially in dating, tends to a major concern about the other person's level of confidence and ability to communicate, as well as their true intentions. So it could paint the picture of them just not being serious and people not taking you seriously. Another impact is for the recipient. It can really and truly, unfortunately for some people, affect their self-esteem. They really like a person, and unfortunately that person is uncomfortable with open and honest communication to share that they like them at the same level. They could be too guarded to reciprocate, which causes, again, the same end result, the other person just walking away with a little hurt heart. With a little bitty hurt heart, which is what my little cousin used to say all the time. Now, you may say, you know, we're adults here, blah, blah, blah. I get it. But there are some consequences to it. People not ever taking you seriously. Now, as far as how to handle it, number one, is self-awareness, recognizing, number one, your actions. Are you giving off this back and forth level of mixed signals? And sometimes people, it starts off with just one action that the other person did that kind of threw you off, and then you retreat back. And then they're like, oh, well, they're interpreting your actions as mixed signals. And you never get back on that consistency plane. So number one, self-awareness, self-analyze. Are you intentional? You can't expect a person to be completely out there if you're not. So number one, self-awareness. And part of self-awareness, number two, is recognizing your own uncertainties. So deep dive, number two, are you uncertain about certain things as it relates to your interaction with this person? Do you have any fears towards having a true connection? Is there a part of you that's stopping you from openly communicating your desire to connect at a deeper level, or communicating your confusion in their most recent behavior? The next thing that is very important is to open up the door for honest communication through transparency. If you're liking someone and you guys are hanging out and they are putting forth an effort, understand none of this matters if there's no effort being put forth. I don't need no, well, I haven't heard from her. And no, there has to be effort on both ends before you start dissecting and determining if these are mixed signals. You can't have mixed signals with a person who is not showing any type of effort at all. That is more of a direct signal that they're not interested. Mixed signals kind of keep you up one day and thinking everything's cool, and then the next day you kind of figure out, dude, are they, you know, what's going on here? And then the next couple of days everything's cool. Mixed signals symbolizes a level of fluctuation in their level of interest, which you see it by how they change in how they communicate or interact with you. It's not when there's no communication, right? So another thing is you want to not only set clear expectations, you want to really and truly open those lines of communication, because it can go a long way in mitigating mixed signals. You can sit down and say, hey, you know, when this happened, it made me feel this. And that person, if they're transparent enough and can respect the fact that you are, that person can say, oh no, on that day, this is what was going on. And I, you know, that was not my intention. It can open up a whole new door and clear up some things that have been pretty foggy. Now, always understand that sometimes, even if you initiate a conversation about your concerns or feelings, that it may not change anything. You have to be okay with it, right? All you want to do is to encourage them to share, as you share openly about things that may be a little bit puzzling to you. When you share and you request clarification, then you're setting the tone of your expectations, and they can choose to proceed or not. The most important thing when it comes to deciphering mixed signals and addressing them is to address it in a positive manner. It doesn't mean you need to have a long, full-fledged conversation. There's, you know, it just means, hey, the other day when this happened, it made me feel like this, and or made me question whether or not you were still interested. Just be open and direct. Another thing that you need to do is acknowledge your own feelings. recognize to yourself, because understand that other person, they don't need to validate your feelings. You have to understand and recognize how it made you feel. Sometimes we have that idea, that persona, that ego, that, well, it really didn't bother me. And yes, it did. Yes, it did bother you. Acknowledge to yourself, if anybody, how certain actions really and truly made you feel, or how you felt as a result of those actions. And all of these tips and pointers, the key is open and respectful communication. By addressing mixed signals through conversation and seeking clarity, you can navigate these situations more effectively and strengthen your dating life. Trust me. I live in the world of clarity. Now, if you find that there's a pattern of mixed signals, inconsistent behaviors, things that are not lining up, they're not matching your energy. Got an episode called Match Your Energy. You want to check it out. I think I did it a year ago. But if you're seeing these patterns, it does not matter how often or how open you communicate, how respectful you do it. The fact that you're asking for clarity, your approach may be positive, right? You may be as sincere as possible. If a person is just playing games, that's what they're doing. And at some point, you have to say, let me just step away from this table to never return. All right? Because no one has time for that type of behavior. The previous episode on day number 6 of this marathon, I would say 30-day marathon, is that we talked about dating fatigue. And these type of things can turn into dating burnout. It can lead you to be like, forget it, I'm good. So when you experience mixed signals, you definitely want to acknowledge it. Do a self-check to see whether or not you're mirroring those same actions. Be open and honest about your communication. Be direct, be clear, keep it short, keep it brief. Validate your own feelings, right? And more importantly, as I close, be okay with the outcome. Whatever that outcome is, whether the person's defensive, whether the person shuts down, whether the person is receptive, whether the person acts receptive but continues to act in that way, be okay with the outcome, because as an adult, as a communicator, and as a person that is ready to meet your person, the person that's for you, these are some of the exercises and hoops that you may have to go through in order to get to that healthy relationship. It's good to know early on, especially in a dating realm, whether or not you're dealing with someone that can actually take in your true and raw and honest concerns and really and truly appreciate and respect it enough to modify behavior if they are genuinely interested, right? Or willing to communicate to you, maybe not modify their behavior, but you're able to understand and accept it for what it is. Okay, good luck out there. Please run away, for the most part, from consistent mixed signals. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye.
That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.